It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
From Nintendo to Sega, to Xbox to PlayStation, it is time for the 2024 The Game Draft, and this year's theme is video games. Welcome to Hour 2 of The Game, The Game After Work. Mitch Fortner, Troy Coverdale, and Owen Burke. Owen here in just a few moments will have our first overall pick of the draft, and then after that he will give us his reasons as to why his pick is first overall caliber. But before we get there, let's go ahead and meet our special guests. Let's go in order of round one. Owen picking first, picking second. You know him as a former Abilene Cowboy, a former K-State Wildcat. He's also an attorney, and he is the guy from Wildcat NIL. Curry Sexton, what's going on? Curry, you ready for this?
I'm ready, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Curry Sexton joining us. Troy is going third. And then going fourth in our first round. By the way, snake-style draft, so we'll go in reverse order for rounds two and four. Normal order for round number three. You know him from Bosco's Boys. Welcome in, Scott Wildcat. Scott, are you ready for this action?
I'm pumped for it. Always excited to come on the single greatest sports talk show in the state of Kansas, and pumped to be sharing the draft stage with Curry Sexton. I'll say this, while he's very professional, leading Wildcat NIL, getting to sit next to him at a K-State basketball game this year was the highlight of my basketball season, because he is a fan just like us. No better man to lead our NIL efforts than Curry Sexton.
I remember that game, and I remember sitting there at the PA position. I look over across from me, and I felt like I was at an NBA game, because there were just some celebrity studs when it comes to K-State sitting in front of me, because it wasn't just Scott Wildcat, it wasn't just Curry Sexton. Cole Manbeck was also just sitting there. I'm like, how did I get this job? How did I get so lucky to be in the position I am?
Right?
The heck of a Missouri AD Laird Veach was courtside that game as well.
Holy smokes.
I did not know he was there.
How about
he was.
That?
His daughter was on an official visit as she gets ready to come play soccer at K-State. So we had Gene and Laird a couple of seats down, and some crazy stories from that afternoon that we probably shouldn't share on the air.
It sounds like you and Mitch are going to be talking after the show.
I mean, I'm kind of curious. I really am. But guys, let's get down to business here. Four rounds, everybody gets four picks, and you're trying to draft a team that's going to win a vote on social media after we are all done. And to be specific here about your picks, if you pick a game from a major series, a major franchise like a Madden, give us the exact year. Give us a reason or two why you picked that game. And then we will now get started. Owen Burke is officially on the clock for the 2024 video game draft.
All right. With the number one overall pick of the 2024 video game draft, I'm going to be taking Grand Theft Auto V as my number one overall pick.
Not a big shocker. I think you could have gone many games from the Grand Theft Auto series, but going five, it's one of the most popular games of all time.
That it is. And folks, I'm going to tell you why this is a slam dunk. I was sitting here thinking about this today. I'm like, man, I'm the only guy with the difficult decision at number one overall. We all know the Bears are going Caleb Williams. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, man, who, what is the number one overall pick? And to me, this is a five-tool player. There's your hint that was dropped earlier, GTA 5. This game has the sales. It has the popularity. It has a great story mode. It has great online gameplay. This game was a top 10 seller for 6 of the 11 years it's been on the market. It was the top seller when it was released in 2013, and it was a top 10 seller all the way through 2017, and then peaked back in COVID. Everybody's bored. We're all at home. Guess what's coming back around again? GTA 5. It's lived through 3 eras of consoles. I have played this on a PlayStation 3, 4, and 5 to this moment. It has stuck around for years. And we can joke about, oh, when's GTA 6 coming out? We've gotten all these things since GTA 6. Still hasn't came out yet. The bottom line is, we always come back to 5 because it is that good of a video game. It hits all the big picture stuff. A great open, massive open world map. But yet, so many minuscule details. No shops are doubled throughout the game. Every storefront is different. All the cars that are possible to drive in this game. To me, the hardest thing was trying to figure out what the heck you guys were going to do until I come back around till pick 10. Not only does this guy feel like the safe, low-floor pick for pick 1, also a very high ceiling with how well it has performed in its 11-year career.
All right. Hey, you didn't have to say a whole lot to convince me that GTA 5 is a good first overall pick.
I'll give him credit, knowing the fact that none of the stores are even duplicated.
Yeah.
I mean, that tops EA doing anything with Madden nowadays.
Yeah, it's kind of game-changing just online play.
Yeah, it is.
It's extremely game-changing.
Consistently updated for 11 years now, and it's just hung around. It's, you know.
I think that came out when I was in college, and you know, I had two options on what to do on a Wednesday night at Cloud County Community College. Go to The Rock and buy myself multiple $4 pitchers of Coors Light. Or play some GTA 5, or probably Call of Duty.
Or both. We'll just hit the rocks, you know, then go home.
Could be a late night.
Yeah.
Hit some GTA 5.
Depended up who was up late playing some video games online.
There you go.
All right, so Owen has made his first pick, Grand Theft Auto 5. That means Curry Sexton is now on the clock for his first round pick.
It's going to be difficult to match the in-depth analysis there from Owen Mel Kiper.
Yeah, don't worry. You don't have to do that every. Nobody has to do that anymore.
Yeah, we'd be okay, here for a whole hour.
I'm glad to hear it. All right. Well, with the second overall pick of this year's KMA in the game draft, I'm taking NCAA Football 14. This is obviously the last iteration of EA Sports NCAA Football as we know it. I know it's coming back later this year for the first time in over a decade, but I think obviously with this being the last one, I think it was the best one. It was, you know, I think Dynasty Mode in 2014 was better than it was in any of the prior versions. I think this version added some different components that I think were great for the player. You know, stuff that you could do with coaches, you know, with coach skills and contracts. I just think this was the best EA Sports NCAA football game that they came out with, and being a part of the game, being one of the players featured on the game also made it pretty special. So I'm going with NCAA Football 14.
That was the one game I knew somebody would pick at some point. That's the only one I had on my board that I was like, it's going to be taken at some point.
It is a game that the people who bought, played, absolutely still love to this day. Much like talking about GTA 5 still having that holding pattern, you know, over people. Same thing with NCAA 14. It's why there is such a hue and cry for a new version to come out.
All right, let's keep this rolling. Troy Coverdale, you have the third pick of the first round.
Here's where things are for me. I'm just going to be up front. I'm handicapped on this because I am not a console guy, have barely played consoles in my life. So the vast majority of my stuff is going to be, well, it's going to come off as ancient in all likelihood. Number three overall pick is the legend, Pac-Man. Every time I'm in an arcade where Pac-Man or Ms. Pac-Man is in place, or a restaurant, or wherever, you're darn right I'm pumping in at least one quarter to play Pac-Man. I have it on my PC at home, emulated, nice, so that I can play at my leisure. Pac-Man remains the king. I had, for crying out loud, as a kid, I had the tabletop version, the little tabletop.
I remember.
My dad literally wired this. One. Yeah, wired it for headphones because it got so annoying I was playing it that much.
All right, so GTA 5, NCAA football 14, Pac-Man off the board. Scott Wildcat makes his first pick.
Yeah, so I did a full 20-game board, despite not being a big video game guy myself. I have not played a video game, a traditional video game, since 2020, but I am a planner. I overplan everything, and I'm not really sure if this is going to win me anything, but based on my board and how I think things are going to go, with the fourth overall pick, the Scott Wildcat Shawnee Kansas River Otters select James Bond GoldenEye, because I think back to formative years, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s. This was the game that you get together with your buddies. You're playing that, you know, in the basement at a sleepover until 2 o'clock. You got multiplayer going against each other. You got a story mode. So I'm going with GoldenEye for my first round pick.
I was going to take that next, Scott Wildcat. You stole my pick because you made the pick based on how you think this is going to go, and I was going to make the adjustment as well. So GoldenEye is off the board. So now I'm making back-to-back picks. And so with my first pick, this is pick number 5 of the game, video game draft. I'm going to select what is probably the greatest game of all time in Red Dead Redemption 2. That it's the Western Cowboy version of Grand Theft Auto. So I'm going based off popularity and going with Red Dead Redemption 2. Now, now we're into the second round. Our first round was Owen with GTA 5, Curry Sexton with NCAA Football 14, Troy with Pac-Man, Scott Wildcat, GoldenEye 007. I'm going Red Dead Redemption 2. Now we start over, but we're going reverse order. Snake style, second round, and I'm picking first, so I get back-to-back picks. And this is tough. This is really tough because I have multiple directions to go here. But with my second pick, the sixth pick overall for the video game draft, I'm going Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3.
Great pick, my friend.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3. Curry, you may remember this as we were growing up. This would have been like PlayStation 2 time. You know, none of us skateboarded probably, but it was such a good game. Everybody was playing it. It took off with the second game, but the third game was the best one.
Yeah, elite video game.
Timeless classic right there. Great, great back-to-back picks.
All right, that means Scott Wildcat is back on the board. Go ahead.
We're on the same wavelength because I had that. That's where I was going to go. So you're throwing me for a little bit of a loop. But I'm sticking in, you know, I'm going with the games that, you know, this one, I don't think my brother's listening, although, you know, he does live in Manhattan and he knows I was going to be on. So maybe he is listening. He's going to fist pump for this one. So with the seventh overall pick, the Scott Wildcat, Shawnee, Kansas, River Otter select NBA Street Volume 2. Now, this game, again, fun playing against, you know, your friends. You have a team of three. NBA Street, amazing game. But in Volume 2, you're getting to travel all throughout the game. You're picking up different players from different teams. You get to trick your own guy out with different throwback NBA jerseys. Just a fun game. So I'm going with NBA Street Volume 2.
Scott Wildcat with GoldenEye and NBA Street 2. Did not have that on my big board. That is an excellent pick. Troy has Pac-Man, and here comes his second round pick.
Given that, you know, NBA Street comes behind really one of the best basketball games of all time, in my view, in arch rivals. I mean, it is the true successor to that game. From that same era, though, as arch rivals, I'm going to go with something that continues to stand the test of time. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Because let's be perfectly honest, Tyson is timeless.
I remember playing that game a little bit, not much, and I had a feeling you were going to pick that at some point. Yeah, I made that joke earlier in the week.
Yeah, I remember we had a joke about that, and I was like, he's definitely going to pick that in the draft.
It had to be.
Curry Sexton on the clock. His first pick was NCAA Football 14. Curry, your second round pick.
Yeah, guys, with my second round pick, the ninth overall pick, I'm going to go with a game that has ultimate staying power. Mario Kart 64. This is I think this is a game that has it spanned generations. I mean, this is a game that shaped the millennial generation, I think, to some degree, and it's a game that I still break out from time to time. I think Mitch, you and I talked about this mm-hmm. a while back, but you know, this is a game that most people see as being a game for kids, but that's really not the case. And sorry for any young ears out there, but there's a game that some may refer to as drunk driving with Mario Kart, where you pick a course and you have to start with a full can of beer, with a fresh beer unopened. When the race starts, you start drinking, but you cannot drink and drive at the same time. So if you set the controller down, you can drink. If you wreck, you can drink, but you can't drink and drive. Yeah, obviously, goal is to win, but the real goal is to not get dead last, because dead last has to stay on the sticks for the next round. So just an incredible game. If you haven't played it, put it on your list for a random Saturday night. So Mario Kart 64 is my second pick.
Curry has a blazing hot draft right now. NCAA Football 14, Mario Kart 64.
I have some friends literally located across the country that get on Switch and play online Mario Kart. Oh. About three times a week.
Yep.
They're that nuts.
Yeah.
You know, so you're right on the staying power for that.
All right, Owen, you wrap up round two. You have GTA 5, and you've waited a while to make your second pick.
I have, yeah. And it's going to be tough. You know, I got the back-to-backs here, so I got to make sure I draft these guys in the right order. So with the 10th overall pick and my second rounder in the game's video game draft, I'm going to go with another guy with staying power, and it's going to be Minecraft. It's the highest-selling video game of all time. Now, again, for us sports guys, I struggle with creativity. I get bored on Minecraft every once in a while because I'm not a creative guy. But for those that are, holy cow, you should see the things these people can make. But even I find myself on the Minecraft hint every once in a while. So that's pick 10.
That's round two in the books. Owen, now you get the first pick of round three. Again, your picks GTA 5 and Minecraft.
First pick of the third round, the 11th overall pick in the game video game draft. Finally going to take my first sports game off the board here. I'm going to go Blitz the League as the 11th overall pick. Great video game. Just what football is meant to be when real lives aren't at risk, you know, when you can celebrate the old ACL tear and you're not feeling bad about yourself. That's the game where it's
NFL
done.
Blitz, the league. That's it. Yeah, Blitz the league. Down the line in the sequels.
Mm-hmm. Between Midway having that and Arch Rivals, they were big on being violent with their sports video games.
They definitely were.
All right, so we're off to Curry Sexton again for his third pick. His picks once again, NCAA Football 14, Mario Kart 64. Curry, you're on the clock.
All right, with my third pick, I'm going to go back to football, and I'm going with Madden 2004, EA Sports Madden 2004. This was a game that I probably played more as a kid than any other game. Michael Vick was my favorite player in the NFL. This was when he was at his peak. He was on the cover of this game. If you played with the Falcons, you were unstoppable. So this game, I think, and I'll say it had a component to it. It had it had owner mode. This year introduced owner mode, where you could act as the owner. You could do things like raise and lower the price of hot dogs at the stadium, which was a fun twist for a then 13-year-old. So I'm going with Madden 2004.
That means Troy Coverdale's on the clock for his third pick. Pac-Man, Mike Tyson, Punch-Out. What's third here, Troy?
It remains one of the all-time classics for the NES, and one of the things that has helped it out dramatically over the years is that people still remember the 8-bit graphic look of it. My pick is Tecmo Bowl.
You can play that on your phone now.
Because Bo Jackson was a bad man in Tecmo Bowl.
All right, Troy, Pac-Man, Mike Tyson, Punch-Out, Tecmo Bowl. There is obviously a trend. Scott Wildcat is now on the clock with GoldenEye and NBA Street. What's pick number three for Scott Wildcat?
So I'll be honest. I'm kind of getting caught up in the emotions of everything. There's a run on NFL games. So for my pick in the third round, the Scott Wildcat Shawnee Kansas River Otters select the highest rated NFL game of all time, ESPN NFL 2K5. the final game before Madden gets exclusive rights with the NFLPA. Not only does it have the single best ESPN, you know, package, you know, even NCAA 14, it does not have ESPN integrated nearly as well as it did in 2K5. You get to trick out your own clubhouse. You get to play against celebrity teams. Its graphics to this day in gameplay probably goes head-to-head with the current-day Madden. It was ahead of its time, and the day ESPN NFL 2K died was a sad day for football video games. So I feel really good, and honestly, I'm kind of glad there was a run on NFL games, so I took that.
Yeah, and I think that's my favorite NFL game of all time, and it went out with a bang as well because Terrell Owens was on the cover. What's up, Owen?
That's a great pick in the third. Great value there.
Yeah, and just an amazing cover as well. It just it's disappointing it died, but you know it was the best.
I feel like I'm not having a great draft. Everybody's killing me here. I do not like this. You know, last pick of the first round, and you're going back to back. But I'm going to wrap up this third round. I have Red Dead Redemption 2 and Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 with the, where are we at, 15th pick? Yeah, 15th pick of the game's video game draft. I'm going sports again, and I'm going NBA Jam. Mm-hmm.
Great pick. Great pick. I'm real curious to see what 16 is going to be, because if you steal what I want at 20, I'm going to be upset.
Well, we're just going to get to it right now with my 16th pick and my final pick of my video game draft. You know, I've really debated here, but I got to go with a big play here. I got to go with one that I think most people remember is nostalgic for them. I'm going Roller Coaster Tycoon.
All right.
Okay.
Not the direction I thought he was going to go. I'm okay with that. That's a great pick. Leaves my guy on the board here still.
All right, so my draft is done. Red Dead Redemption 2, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3, NBA Jam, and Roller Coaster Tycoon. We go back to Scott Wildcat, his last pick of his draft.
So many routes I'm thinking about, you know, so many different genres. I'll keep rest of my big board to myself. I don't want to help out anyone as they make their final pick. But my final pick of the game... Video game draft 2024, the Scott Wildcat, Shawnee, Kansas, River Otters select Backyard Baseball 2001. Pablo Sanchez, the greatest of all time. You have the Major League Baseball players coming into it. It's taken off. It's going viral. I see it on YouTube. People getting hundreds of thousands of views, playing seasons. The absolutely hilarious commentary. Some of the stuff said you could not get away with in 2024. Just the greatest computer sports video game of all time, Backyard Baseball 2001. I don't know if this is going to win, you know, the Twitter poll, but I feel amazing with my four selections.
Pablo Sanchez was a dog, and I had backyard football. I didn't have baseball, but I had football, and he was still a stud.
Great pick,
Scott Wildcat.
We had. All of them, man. Backyard soccer, backyard football, backyard basketball. Just amazing. Pablo Sanchez, the GOAT. Pete Wheeler, fastest kid in the world. Just absolutely amazing.
All right, Scott Wildcat wraps up his draft with GoldenEye 007, NBA Street 2, ESPN 2K5, and Backyard Baseball 2001. Troy wraps up his draft right now.
This was one of the last games that I bought a physical copy of. That should tell you something about its age, but also...
Pong.
No. My final call here in the draft. Tiger Woods PGA Tour 99. Literally the last version of it before they softened and started to go more towards it being just PGA golf. Because of Tiger's travails over time. It's also an edition that included an Easter egg in it. One of the original, little tidbits of what would become South Park, wound up included, and they never really did pinpoint how that little movie made its way into EA Sports pressing.
Are you talking about bigger, longer, uncut?
No. The Spirit of Christmas short film was included with Tiger Woods 99.
Wow.
And just completely slipped in there somewhere, some way in the first 100,000 copies.
Well, Troy wraps up his draft. Pac-Man, Mike Tyson, Punch-Out, Techno Bowl, and Tiger Woods PGA 99. So Curry is now on the clock with his last pick.
Troy, I gotta say, I was this close to pulling the trigger on Tiger Woods 2004 with my final pick, but I'm gonna change it up so we don't go back to back Tiger Woods. I'm gonna follow Scott's lead here and go with the computer video game. I'm gonna go with Oregon Trail. I think Oregon Trail was a game that, man, if you got a day in class where you got to get on Oregon Trail and try to make that trek and survive, that was always a good day at school. So that game pops up in my brain and I try to go find it on the internet so I can give it another shot. So Oregon Trail, it was an incredible game. I sometimes tend to forget about it, but man, what a game.
Yeah, it was made in the mid-80s, but I remember as like a kindergartner playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a second grader on those big Mac computers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever
Oregon
played it.
Trail 5th Edition was the one that was on my big board. So, Curry, I'm glad you grabbed a version of Oregon Trail.
I'm trying to figure out how it is you played Oregon Trail in school while my history teacher had us playing golf.
Golf?
What, the history class?
All right, Curry wraps up his draft. Boy. NCAA Football 14, Mario Kart 64, Madden 04, and then Oregon Trail. Here is Owen with his last pick.
So this is tough because I was really hoping to just kind of blow everybody out of the water and have some cheddar to have some fun with Mr. Relevant here, but there's some pretty strong classics here. You guys have thrown together some drafts. So with the 20th overall pick in the video game draft, Mr. Irrelevant is going to be Tetris at pick 20. I really wanted to go with a wrestling game, I'm not going to lie, or like a Fortnite's been very popular, but Tetris, you want to talk about standing the test of time, my friend. Consoles, phones, arcades, whatever, you name it. Tetris has been there, and it's done that, and it's currently downloaded on my phone as we speak. So that's the staying power.
That's two of us.
Exactly, right there.
What a draft this was. I definitely have a favorite in this one. I'm not too happy with my draft. I don't like picking last in the first round, but that's just what it was. But the draft has come to a close. Thank you, everybody. We'll finish up here with Scott Wildcat. Scott, how do you feel like you did?
I feel pretty good. I'm happy with how my draft turned out. I really liked some of your picks. I really liked some of Curry's picks. Just about everything. Well, probably about half my board got taken. You know, I had Tetris, but honestly, if you put a gun to my head and made me play GM, I'd say I came away with the best draft. So. Speak it into existence.
Amazing how we all feel like we came away with the best at times.
Yeah, Scott's is pretty solid.
Yeah, I know.
It's pretty good.
Well, before we let you go, Scott, you want to plug Bosco's Boys?
Yeah, Bosco's Boys, you know, since it's the quote-unquote off-season, seemingly this is one of the busiest K-State sports news weeks in a quote-unquote off-season in a really long time. We have at least one show every single week. We are well over 5 years straight, never missing a single week. And then before you know it, it's going to be July when we will kick off five episodes a week to try to keep up with you, Mitch. And then it'll be Blitz Month where you will kick us off talking K-State football, getting ready for the season. So all sorts of fun stuff going on this upcoming week. We got transfer portal news I'll be talking about. I'll talk more about K-State going to Ireland. And I don't know about you guys, but I couldn't sleep last night. I was trying to find the right, American Airlines credit card so I can get the good miles so I can, you know, go to Dublin without having to worry about the flight, looking at different travel packages. I'm already looking forward to 2025, and I think we have a Big 12 championship in front of us in 2024.
I would suggest somehow getting employed with K-State. to go to Ireland, just go on their dime and get some work out.
Curry's taking a PJ across the Atlantic, so maybe I just need to become better friends with him.
Man, if there's one thing I'm trying to accomplish in life, it is trying to get myself on a seat on a PJ to Ireland. Trust me.
Well, guys, that's going to wrap up the 2024 draft. Curry, do you mind sticking around after the break? We'll talk a little Wildcat NIL.
Yeah, happy to stick around.
Okay, cool. We'll take a break, and we'll put up the results after the show, and everybody gets to vote on the best team from the 2024 player video game draft. Big thank you to Scott Wildcat from Bosco's Boys. Big thank you from Curry Sexton from Wildcat NIL. We'll talk to Curry more about Wildcat NIL when we come back on the game.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Back on the game, Mitch Fortner, Troy Coverdale, and Owen Burke. We have wrapped up the video game draft, and we'll have the results on social media once we wrap up the show and put together the graphic. Curry Sexton, former K-State wide receiver with, of course, Wildcat NIL, continues to join us here on the show after his draft, after picking up NCAA Football 14, Mario Kart, Madden 04, Oregon Trail. Just a star-studded draft, but let's continue our conversation here, Curry, with talking about Wildcat NIL. Just, you know, if you could just put it into words right now, where Wildcat NIL has grown and where it currently stands, you know, after the coaches like Chris Kleiman did publicly talk about putting more of an effort to make Wildcat NIL bigger and help them do a better job with recruiting.
Yeah, I mean, it's been since you and I probably last talked in November or December, there's a lot has changed. I mean, obviously after the football season ended, we went into an official partnership with K-State Athletics, which was really the launching off point that we had been striving for almost 2 years at that point. We knew that we needed that official partnership with the athletic department, with Gene Taylor, with our coaches to start getting more people on board. And since then, we've just been, you know, the last three and a half months, we've just fundraising has been basically the sole focus, trying to raise funds so these coaches, so all of our coaches, that's football, that's basketball, you know, men's basketball, women's basketball, volleyball, baseball, et cetera, so they have what they need to be competitive. And we feel like we're in a really good position. We feel like things have really improved over the course of the last 3 or 4 months. And our coaches, I think, would tell you they feel good about where things are at. I think you're going to see that Coach Tang is going to finish out a pretty impressive roster. And that's, you know, that NIL is going to be a large part of that. And I, you know, we're seeing it right now with football that we've only had one scholarship player leave, and knock on wood that it, you know, hopefully it stays that way. But you know, we're also going to, we're going to finish that roster out with some key pieces as well. And NIL is going to be a factor in that. And so I think, you know, it's not to say that NIL is driving the bus, but it is certainly an important piece of every recruiting conversation and conversation that relates to retaining key players. And so we feel really good about where we're at. And you know, now it's just, we got to keep growing this thing and making sure that we're staying on top of the changes that come.
How many hours a week, especially this time of the year when the portal is open and both like men's basketball and football are recruiting? I mean, how much time are you dedicating to Wildcat NIL right now?
I don't know that I should answer that on the air. that may not turn out well for me. No, I'm just kidding. A lot. A lot. We're working, you know, 7 days a week and evenings and early mornings. And I don't know that I can quantify the number of hours, but it's essentially become a second full-time job for me. And, And you know, it's busy season, and we're doing everything that we can to make sure that our coaches feel supported and that we're helping them succeed. And so, you know, it's really busy right now. And the hope is that here in about 3 weeks, I'd say that's my estimate, will be, you know, our football scholarships will be filled out, and our basketball team, our roster for 2024-25 will be filled out as well. And then when we can all take a collective deep breath before we gear up for the fall and for all that 2024-2025 brings.
I've seen it on social media that I think it was tweeted out not too long ago that you've received now 900 memberships and you're approaching 1,000. What 1,000 would mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that would mean $1 million coming through membership. I don't know if you know exactly what everybody around the country is doing with NIL money, but like, how competitive does that make K-State when you reach that kind of that milestone?
Yeah, so I think it's you know, there's sort of a dual approach here. I think, you know, one is the membership is sort of separate from the larger donations, and so I think some people look at that and they say, man, you've only got, you know, 900 people donating to Wildcat NIL. And that's not the case. These are 900 people who have signed up for our monthly membership program, and we feel really, really good about that. It's you know, we launched our membership program in September of last year, and we didn't give it a ton of attention until about March of this year. And so we've gone from, on March 8th we had 340 members, and now today on April 25th we've got 931. So we've increased by almost 600 members in less than 2 months, in really about a month and a half's time. And super, you know, it's super impressive, and that generates real dollars. And so obviously the goal is to get to a million, hopefully within the next couple of weeks, or 1,000, to unlock that $1 million gift within the next couple of weeks. And then we have a goal of hitting 2,000 before the end of the year, and 2,000 members would be, we think is a very attainable number. Other schools like us are already there or close. And 2,000 members, you know, based on where our numbers are at right now in terms of average amount of spend per month per member, would generate serious dollars on a year-to-year basis, somewhere around seven figures on a year-to-year basis. So that's you know, that it's really important stuff, and it's really been important for the coaches to see as well. And it's been fun to see, you know, we're getting the larger donors bought in, and it's been fun to see the general fan base get bought in as well.
How big was it that Jerome Tang decided to stay after the rumors were going around about Arkansas? And did that generate more buzz for you with Wildcat NIL once Jerome Tang made it known that he was going to stay for at least a third year?
Absolutely. I'd have to go back and look at the data on that. But I bet in the 48 hours after he announced he was staying, I bet we had 200 to 300 members join in that brief time window. I mean, it was insane. And I can remember I had gone down to Taco Lucha to pick up a to-go order that Friday night. Got a call from Gene as I'm walking in to pick up my food and says, hey, he's staying. And so I was like, okay. And he said, hey, he's announcing in 15 minutes. So please keep it on the DL. So I just queued up a tweet, and said, all right, we're going to use this announcement and see if we can create some momentum off of it. Man, it went absolutely nuts, because I think people understood that if our NIL situation wasn't strong, that he would have left NIL, because again, NIL impacts coaches' abilities, their ability to succeed. And so because our program was strong, that was one of the many reasons he wanted to stay. And I think fans acknowledge that, and they acknowledge that by signing up and supporting Coach Tang and our other coaches and athletes as well.
Curry, one question that has stood out to me throughout the entirety of trying to balance NIL with what the athletic department has already been doing. How does this work between Wildcat NIL and the Ahern Fund in terms of trying to ensure that one isn't hurting the other or the other way around?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's a question we get all the time. And I would say, 6 months ago, I think the answer would have been different than it is now. I think with some of what's transpired over the course of the last 6 months, it's become readily apparent that NIL is probably the single most important thing impacting our major programs. And so that created a shift in approach where you know, the messaging from us and from Gene and his crew is that, guys, this is the most important thing right now. This is the number one priority for our coaches. And so and obviously we can't disregard the Ahern Fund because they help, you know, they help fund scholar that help that organization fund scholarships, coaches' salaries, et cetera. And so, you know, they're making sure to, you know, that they're staying afloat there. But I think, you know, the important thing that I think really puts us in a good position here at K-State is we've got, you know, unlike some of our counterparts across the conference or across the country, we don't have a lot of need right now in terms of capital campaigns, in terms of big expenditures. And so a lot of what Ahern runs off of on a year-to-year basis is your ticket sales and media, you know, media rights dollars and you know, and some donations here and there as well. So really it's become somewhat of a self-sustaining organization. And so because of that, I think we're in a really unique position to attack NIL. And so that's something we've been selling to our fan base, to our donors as well.
And you bring up the capital aspect, and that it really is an interesting piece of timing for K-State in that, you know, the last decade, a lot of forethought put us at that point right now where you don't have to be looking at a capital campaign in the midst of NIL.
Absolutely. And that's, I mean, Gene, I've witnessed him stand in front of groups of donors on multiple occasions now. And he uses the analogy, and I think it's a very appropriate one. He says, guys, he said, when Bill Snyder came to K-State, he asked you, he said, we need facilities to win here. And you guys, you know, you being the collective donor base, fan base, you guys helped build great facilities at K-State that have helped us win a lot of, you know, win some championships over the years. And he's like, now, you know, we're standing in front of you saying that in order for us to win in the age of NIL, we need NIL dollars. We need, you know, we need you guys to support us. And I think that message has really resonated with our donor base.
All right, Curry, we kept you longer than we were planning, so I really greatly appreciate your time. And let's just wrap up by once again plugging where anybody can go and support Wildcat NIL by supporting these student athletes.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it, guys. And anybody can go to www.catsnil.com. That's CATSNIL.com. And there's a lot of different options on there. I mean, there's the membership options that I mentioned earlier. Anybody can get involved at monthly amounts of 10, 25, 50, 90, or 250. And then there's one-time donation options that are available on the website as well. If you are somebody who's maybe interested in giving more than, you know, then there's more than maybe $1,000, or if you have a business that you would like to structure maybe an NIL deal through, reach out to us. You can reach out to me anytime at Curry, that's CURRY, at CATSNIL.com. Happy to chat with you. Happy to find a way to make our NIL efforts work for anybody in our fan base as well.
Well, Curry, not only are you a great video game drafter, you're a hell of a Wildcat. You're a stud, and the work you're doing is not going unnoticed around here. And the work the hours you're putting in, you may have put it lightly how much you're putting in, and I could imagine what it is. So thank you for all the work you do. Thank you for helping make K-State what it is right now when it comes to success. And appreciate you coming on to the show. Thank you so much, Curry.
Appreciate it, guys. Really do. Talk to you soon.
All right, that's Curry Sexton, former Wildcat when it comes to playing foosball, and hell of a drafter himself, I gotta admit. His first two picks, Mario Kart and NCAA Football 14.
Solid.
I was like, we're screwed.
Yeah.
We had some heaters, man. There were some great draft classes. And even Troy proceeding like 1999 with all of his picks, still put together a dang good class. So
building on the old school, man.
I almost went NCAA 25. A game that's not even out yet.
Yeah, that's. I don't think anybody would have turned their nose up.
Yeah, I'm still fearful EA is going to botch it.
All right, let's take our final break. We'll wrap it up. We'll Ask Us Anything after these words.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Now, coming up here at the top of the hour, we're going to join in on ESPN Radio as they get us set for the NFL draft round number one. Before we get there, we got a couple of minutes left.
Yeah, a couple of minutes left, so I got a couple of questions for you folks over there.
Uh-oh.
I am curious. You know, I had a great question picked out, and then I had to close it so I could get some stuff set away, and I lost my question. What's the all-time favorite quote of yours?
I'm not a quote guy.
Not a quote guy at all?
But if I have to go with one, I would have to go with, you write what the hell you want to write.
I like that one. I like
that is great Bill Snyder reference right there.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. That's one of my personal favorites.
I still am rather partial to practice.
Practice? Yeah.
We talking about practice.
Allen Iverson.
You can't go through sports quotes and not mention playoffs. That's a good one.
Yeah, valid.
Playoffs. Personal favorite sports quote of mine. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Michael Jordan, Michael Scott. So...
Yeah, it's Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I fumbled that one. But that's a good one. It's up there.
Oh, boy.
See if I got another one ready to fire here.
Get in the heater, Ricky. That's always going to be a good one.
Yeah, Travion Roto, there's one is, what's your favorite color? We all know it's all purple. I'm not going to ask you what your favorite color is.
I don't know. Trey really likes Russell Wilson orange.
Ah, I see.
That he wore as a Broncos, let's ride. Broncos Nation, let's ride. Whatever.
How do you feel about the new jerseys, actually? I want to ask you that. Not a fan of those?
No.
Either?
I'm no, not we, either. I panned those yesterday, man. Yeah. So badly designed.
The sleeve. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the sleeve. The, what is
mountain?
The lightning bolt.
Yeah, the mountain thing. Range. Yeah. The mountain range. Get it right. It's a mountain range.
I'm sorry.
All right, let's go ahead. We're going to go ahead and wrap her on up. That's going to wrap up the show. Big thank you again to Curry Sexton and Scott Wildcat for coming on for the video game draft. Of course, those podcasts will be up here in just a moment. Wherever you listen to your podcasts, just search for The Game on 1350 K-Man. Keep up with what's going on with K-State sports. Not tonight, but hopefully tomorrow night there'll be a couple of cats picked up in the NFL draft. Where will the Chiefs go with pick number 32? Be interesting to find out. Meanwhile, the Royals just wrap up The Game. It's a complete... It can count.
Yeah.
The weather is crap in Kansas City. What are we doing, MLB? Game. Go Cats.